Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Wednesday, July 1. In Squiz Kids today, the race to save our koalas, Malaysia's flying snakes, spy scandal at America's Cup, and Spot, the robot dog. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
They're one of Australia's most iconic native animals, a draw card for international tourists, an important part of the habitats they live in, and one of a handful of Aussie animals for which our country is world renowned. So the report yesterday that unless urgent action is taken to protect them, koalas in New South Wales could be extinct by 2050 came as a wake-up call. An inquiry conducted for the New South Wales State Parliament found that koala habitat destruction by logging activities as well as by this year's devastating bushfires had meant the koala population in the state was much smaller than the experts thought. The inquiry has recommended creating new national parks to protect koala habitats, doing a proper count of the koala population to properly understand the problem, and the establishment of wildlife hospitals in koala hotspots across the state. New South Wales's Environment Minister said that koalas were a national treasure, which we will do everything we can to protect for future generations.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Malaysia, in Southeast Asia, where scientists have been studying a snake that flies from tree to tree. Researchers took a bunch of paradise tree snakes to a special laboratory to photograph them as they leapt from one tree to another, to discover whether the slithering motion they make served any aerodynamic purposes. Which is to say, did the slithering in midair help them to fly? After filming lots and lots of snakes jumping and putting it all through their clever stop-motion computers, scientists concluded that while the slithering didn't help them fly per se, it did help snakes keep their balance in midair and ensure they got from one tree to another without falling like a stone to the forest floor. Flying snakes sounds like my worst nightmare.
Time.
The high-stakes world of America's Cup yacht racing was rocked with spying allegations yesterday following accusations that people involved with the New Zealand team had been secretly sharing confidential information with competitors in Europe. The design of yachts and the race tactics of each team are always closely guarded secrets in the America's Cup, as each team tries to get an advantage over the others. So, when there's a suggestion that team secrets are being leaked, it's a huge deal. The America's Cup is the most prestigious yacht race in the world, held every 4 years. New Zealand won the Cup in 2017 and is preparing to host the competition and defend it in waters off Auckland next year. And hopefully without any more spies now getting in their way.
Pop Culture Corner.
Remember Spot, the robot dog? About a month ago, we brought you the story of a robot created to look and walk like a dog that was being used in Singapore to patrol parks and make sure people were social distancing. Well, now you can have your very own robot dog, and it will only cost you $110,000. Creators of Spot the Robot Dog are starting to make him available to private buyers. But what would you use a robot dog for? He doesn't fetch sticks, doesn't have a furry coat and big brown eyes, and doesn't come in for cuddles. Robot dogs, according to their makers, have been designed to do jobs that fall under the category of the three Ds: dull, dirty, and dangerous. I know a couple of kids who think every chore they have to do around the house falls into at least two of those categories.
Rosie's Recipes.
Every Wednesday, we stick our head into the Squiz Kids kitchen to see what Rosie's been cooking this week. And the question Rosie wants to ask this week is, who doesn't love a choc chip cookie? Practically no one, that's who. And thanks to Squiz Kids listener Dana, Rosie has trialled a recipe that is just delicious, creating a batch of cookies this week that are the perfect combination of crunchy and chewy. And with school holidays here, or almost here, depending on where you live, it's the perfect time to get busy in the kitchen and whip up a batch of Dana's delicious cookies. The recipe, plus photos of the process and finished product, are all on the Squiz Kids website.
Time for the Squiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Which native Australian animal is under threat of extinction, according to a new report? That's right, it's the koala. Question number two. In which country do paradise tree snakes fly from tree to tree? You got it, it's Malaysia. Question number three. What's the name of the international yacht race that's being rocked by spying allegations? Yeah, it's the America's Cup. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
It's July 1. Pinch and a punch for the first day of the month. Today's the birthday of Aussie Formula One driver Daniel Ricciardo. And also the birthday of one of the country's most successful singers, John Farnham. Or Farnsie, as your parents probably know him. It's also a special day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today. Isaac from Paddington, Levi from WA, Isabella from Oran Park, Fred from Sydney, Enzo from Canberra, Sylvie from Bethanga, Ruby from Lakewood, Hassan from the Ponds, Shanique from Broken Hill, Josiah from Geraldton, Imogen from Concord, Miroslav from New South Wales, Tegan from Bolton Point, and Hugo from Auckland in New Zealand. And some belated birthday shout-outs to Xavier from Bathurst, Abby from Sydney, and Thomas from North Rocks. Happy birthday to you all. Today's classroom shout-outs go to Year 4 at Stradbroke School, Year 3 and 4 at Oakwood Primary School, Class 5-6R at St John's Primary School in Mullumbimby, Class 4-5-6V at Wallachia Public School, whose teacher, Mrs Van Vliet, celebrates a birthday today, and Class 6CD at Valentine Public School, where it's also happy birthday to Ms Dens. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.